Visit fastgrowingtrees.com. Choose from thousands of trees, shrubs, and plants expertly curated to thrive in your area now through November 30th. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks for 15% off. Well, we're going to start right off the bat today with the fact that Joe Biden is not running the country. I think that's been made patently clear, but there was more evidence of it yesterday when he spoke to a union group. Look at this.
And, you've always been there. Now, I'm supposed to stop and walk out of the room here.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to stop. But with your permission, I'm going to walk into the room because I want to say hello to all. Thank you.
So that happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay. So I told you before we got on, I was like, I think that like they're gearing up to get him out of there and put Kamala in. And you were like, no.
I just don't think they want to do that.
Yeah, but we can't endure three more years of this. We can't. I think
his entire team thinks because they're propping him up, that they're just going to continue to do it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I really can see maybe her slipping in there like within the next 6 to 12 months. I could see that happening. I really don't put it past them. I've seen some crazy crap over the past 13 years, Mock. And I wouldn't put it past these people to actually shove her in there to make him, because he's losing it. You know, I mean, he's losing. He obviously is. And I'm not wrong about that.
No, you're not wrong. I don't think that they want her. I think they would rather continue to let him be their puppet and keep her at bay because they know everyone so dislikes her.
Well,
you know what I mean?
She's very unlikable, but yeah. She also could still be a puppet. So
I don't know, because she's mean and she's not senile. So she might be a lot more demanding when it comes to running the show the way she wants to run it than Biden is, who just lets himself be led around like a puppy dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they're afraid of her because of how awful she is.
It's just three more years of this, you guys. I don't know. I don't know if he can do it.
Yeah, that's the question. Like, will he survive this? Steph89, thank you very much for the super sticker. Appreciate that. All right. So there was that. And then Psaki did her presser yesterday, as she always does. And there's a couple clips that I wanted to share. One, where Peter Ducey, once again, of course, I'll leave it to him. He asked about the fact, because I think it was Blinken who said, basically, listen, we're having the Taliban's not letting these chartered flights out. And because we're not on the ground anymore, we lack the resources to really do much about getting these people out. And, you know, just kind of saying it like, oh, well, what are we going to do? Like, there's hostages, our bad, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. So here is her response to Peter Ducey.
These charter flights that the Taliban is holding up in Afghanistan. The Secretary of State said there are limits to what we can do without personnel on the ground.
Yeah.
You just said we are not on the ground.
You're right.
Whose fault is that?
I don't think this is about fault here.
Oh,
really?
I think it is. Yeah. It's not about fault. No. My God. Oh, my God. And did you hear her the whole time that, like, the line of questioning was happening? She was like, yeah.
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 She's horrendous. Oh, and by the way, I didn't have this clip, but the back to Biden at the union thing, he made this really awkward, weird joke about how he sleeps with an NEA member every night. And then he was like, the same one. You know what I mean? Like, because he realized how that's. He realized how that sounded and then clarified, like, in case someone didn't understand that he was referring to his wife. It was so just painfully cringe. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He is so cringe. I cannot with him.
I know. And then there was this moment, too, because, you know, I don't know what time it's happening today, but I know Biden is speaking today about this new 6-point plan to get rid of COVID. Which, of course, is just going to mean there's more mandates and more.
I was going to say, so he is single-handedly going to get rid of COVID. But Biden
right.
That. He's going to do that. Okay. He's going to get rid of a virus. All right. He's gonna just like Obama healed the oceans.
Exactly. Right.
Biden's gonna do that. Okay.
So right. There was a report. I don't know who this reporter is, but there was a reporter who asked Psaki about, you know, what can we expect out of this 6-point plan? Are we going to get back to normal life and so on? And so the reason I wanted to show this is because the way that Jen Psaki answers the question is so creepy. Like if you look at her face, there's just something really, really creepy about it. Watch this.
There will be new steps the president announces tomorrow. Absolutely.
Will any of those new steps influence the average American's day-to-day life? Should we expect any new mitigation recommendations of anything at all?
It depends on if you're vaccinated or not.
There will be new steps. Did you think that was creepy as I did? Because, like, she's basically saying, if you do what we say, then maybe you're going to get the privileges of having normalcy in your life again.
That's precisely what she said. And yeah, the look on her face. Oh my God.
Right? Okay, so it wasn't just me.
What a beast. What a beast this woman. What an orange beast this woman is. She is an orange beast.
She's so orange. And then there was a big story that came out yesterday about how, remember it was a few months back where there was a big story about how the NEA, how the unions worked with the CDC. They were influencing the CDC's policy and guidances, which was ridiculous. And it was kind of a big deal. Well, they've done it again. Now there's like this new bunch of emails that came out that show that back in May, remember when Walensky got out and then she was like, great news, everybody. If you're vaccinated, you can take off that mask. You don't have to mask up anymore.
Right.
Remember?
Right. Yeah. And she was like, you basically don't have it anymore. I clearly remember that. Yes.
Yeah. So the very next day, there were these emails exchanged between NEA and the CDC and the White House. And the NEA was basically telling the White House, here's our statement. Here's the draft of our statement that we're going to say that how mad we are about how there's not any school guidance. There's not any mandates or mask guidance for schools. And so the White House then contacts the CDC. Walensky gets involved, and basically they changed the guidance. They updated the guidance about recommending masks for kids because the NEA told them to.
Oh my God.
So it's not science. It's not health.
No, it's not.
Unions.
Yeah. Meanwhile, did anybody ask yesterday about why Fauci is a huge effing liar and how he needs to step down and how...
Well, Emerald Robinson tried to, and Psaki left the room. Like Emerald was screaming her question, "Hey, right. Can you respond?" And Psaki just walked out and didn't respond.
I mean, people need to hound that. People need to just constantly ask that question and be like, "When is he going to resign? When's that guy going to go to jail? When is he going to go to jail? Because he's responsible for the death of all of these people. And he's also, he's responsible basically for what's happened over the past year and a half. Honestly, he needs to step down. And oh, by the way, he needs to give back all the money that we gave him over the past however many years.
Oh my God.
Imagine, he's the highest paid federal employee, the highest paid. Mm-hmm. He makes more money than the president of the United States. It's obscene what we pay him. It's absolutely obscene. Not to mention the Mac Daddy pension he's probably going to get.
Oh my God. Which makes me wonder, like, why even do this anymore? Like, just, you're going to be set. You 80-year-old, gravelly voiced weirdo. Well, just go away.
Same reason all these other yahoos do it. It's because of power, Mock.
Yeah.
He's on a huge, unbelievable power trip. Because everybody's told him, you're so great. I'm going to put you on the cover of InStyle magazine. You're like Brad Pitt.
And he's going to have Brad Pitt play you on SNL.
Right. He's like, yeah, I'm like Brad Pitt. I'm just like Brad Pitt. Give me a lozenge.
Oh my God. I wish I had a Fauci mask for you.
I can't believe they haven't made them yet.
Well, I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have.
Just cannot with this guy. It's just, I mean, they need to keep asking. It drives me crazy because I wake up this morning and I'm like, where are the news stories on this? The regulars are reporting, like, you know, Washington Examiner, New York Post. I think maybe there may be something on the Daily Mail, you know, because they're somewhat responsible. But like, you know, there's some news smatterings of this here and there. But like, this should be plastered everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If this, if Fauci was a, if he was a conservative, it would, he would be, that dude would be strung up right now.
Yeah.
Like that, he would be out. They would be calling for his head. And I'm not wrong.
No. Oh my God. The what they get away with now is absurd.
It is
Eric Sostek. I hope I'm saying your name right. Thank you. He said, Dr. Fricchetti deserves the deal penalty. I'm just going to assume that there's some typos in there.
Right.
But thank you very much for the sentiment.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean,
totally.
It's unbelievable how they're suppressing this everywhere. And the media is just like, nothing to see here. Nothing to see. We're going to go ahead and talk about, you know, ivermectin and conservatives.
Right. Did you see that Joe Rogan is thinking about suing CNN?
He should.
I totally want him to.
Oh my God. Please do, Joe. Please. For the love of everything.
Who was it? Was it, who was he going after specifically? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Maybe somebody will comment.
He should just go after a bald dude that's in charge of the whole company. I would.
Oh yeah.
Who's bald, creepy dude that looks like Bezos. What's his, that looks like an uglier Bezos. What's his name? Somebody tell us what's his name. What's his name,
you guys? I can't remember it either.
He's uglier Bezos. You know what I'm talking about?
I totally know. It's Jeff, right? Jeff something.
I think it's another Jeff. Yeah.
I feel like, was it Acosta? Okay. It was Acosta who he went after specifically that's right. Because Acosta is the one that was like, Joe Rogan took a horse deworming pill to cure himself. And Joe's like, no, I did not.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah. But then Rachel Maddow and all these other people ran with it.
Right.
And they were like, this is true. I am an arbiter of the truth. And I am a journalist. I mean, and then they didn't take it back. I mean, this is like the lie that went around the world. And these people have no integrity at all. And all they want to do is push an agenda. And they'll do anything that they can do to push that agenda. They're gross. It's just gross what's happening in this country. And he should sue him. He should sue all of them. Sue them all.
I want him to so bad.
Yeah, he should sue everybody. He's loaded. He should just like lawyer up and sue everybody. I hope
that's right. He absolutely should. Thank you, Jeff Zucker. Jamie Hill said Jeff Zucker. That's right. That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that.
Senior moment. Sorry. Do you love the look of beautiful trees, bushes, and flowers, but you have no idea how to choose the best plants for your home?
Forget the big box stores, skip the long lines, and stop worrying about figuring out the right type of plants for your home. Let fastgrowingtrees.com help you feel like you have green thumbs.
Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just a pop of color for your yard, now you can get exactly what you're looking for at fastgrowingtrees.com, the world's biggest online nursery.
Fall is actually the best time to plant, and right now through November 30th, you can get 15% off your order from fastgrowingtrees.com. I love the rosebush and rhododendron I got a couple months ago.
No matter where you live or what your gardening experience is, you're going to find something you love from fastgrowingtrees.com. Plus, the 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee means your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting.
Now through November 30th, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks for 15% off. That's 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks.
fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks.
So I have one more little newsy clip to share, and that is of Governor Ron DeSantis. So bad news for him.
Side note, do you have a picture of him like in his dress blues on your wall anywhere? Like you need to have like a 24x30 of him in your office.
I should, but I don't.
I'm gonna have to get one for you.
I don't have one at the moment, but I should. I absolutely should get one.
Yeah, you should.
So first of all, there was some bad news, and that is that there is a judge that basically said, no, you don't get to have a ban on mandates. So you know how DeSantis was like, listen, if you're a school and you're trying to force kids to mask up, I am not letting you do that. I am putting a ban on your mandates. Well, a judge has said you can't do that. So now effective, I think he has until Wednesday or something like that of next week to keep the ban on the mandates enforced. But after that, the kids are going to have to be masked if the schools say they do, which they will, because that's how schools are.
God.
So that's the bad news. I know he'll appeal it and he'll continue to do all the things. And the reason I know that is because of clips like this.
And at the end of the day, my philosophy is, as governor, my job is to protect your individual freedom. My job is not to protect corporate freedom. That is not what I'm here for. I mean, we have a good business climate. We have everything. But this idea that businesses can just do whatever they want and invade your privacy and doing all that, no, I'm not signing up for that. I'm signing up for protecting your freedom and making sure we have a society where people can make the best decisions for themselves and their families. And that's what we're doing by protecting against these mandates. And making sure that that's done based on what people believe is best for them and their family, but not something that's imposed either by government or, in some respects, in some instances, by very, very powerful private entity. And then at the end of the day,
that is what a leader sounds like.
I love his little, is this little girl standing in front. She's rocking back and forth. And she's like, Daddy, I gotta pee and I want ice cream. I love that little girl. She's precious. Yeah, and you're right. He fights for people's individual freedoms. Why? How at this point, as an educator, would you think that masks would be great for kids? Like, I don't
know.
I just don't understand these people. I don't understand. Who are you where you think that's a good idea? Who are you? Like, why? That you want to put a big diaper on a kid's face and you think that somehow that's good for them physically, socially, mentally, otherwise. You think that that's a good freaking idea and you are teaching children. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, if you guys have not read the big New Yorker piece about masks, it's absolutely awesome because it goes through every single study that the CDC and whoever else is pushing masks on people claim to say is the basis for their guidance. And it completely tears them all apart,
right?
Because they lack any kind of control group, right? So it's just like, oh, we threw masks on a bunch of people. And so it didn't seem like the virus spread around a lot, but they had no non-masked people to compare it to in these official studies. So none of the studies that the CDC has used are even valid when it comes to pushing masks, especially on kids, like you said, to your point, when we know how harmful they can be just from a socialization standpoint, right, especially right. for the itty bitties. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. It's I get so angry when I see tinies wearing masks, especially yes. outside. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm judging you. Like as a mom, if I see like a 3-year-old outside walking on a sidewalk and I see like a 3-year-old with a mask on his or her face, I'm like,
oh my God,
what are you doing? It's like it's creating a culture where they feel like they have to do this. These itty bitties are like, they're putting the masks on willingly. And I'm like, oh my God, what have we done to a generation of kids? It's insanity. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of masks, did you see that Larry Elder got basically there was a woman in a gorilla mask throwing eggs at him when he walked from like at a campaign stop?
I did.
Mm-hmm. When the left shows you who they are.
Right.
Believe them.
Believe them. Yeah. I mean,
they are the ones that are filled with racial rage.
Right.
And I don't know what more evidence you need than that.
Yeah. I mean, they call him the black face of white supremacy?
Yeah.
This is what they're calling him. And I'm like, what kind of craziness is like, who makes that crap up? Who,
right?
When that comes out of your face and you've somehow formulated that in your tiny little pea brain and that comes out of your pie hole, you need to seek help immediately. Like something is wrong with you. Something seriously wrong. Like, I want him to just keep going, Larry.
I know.
Kick all the ass. These people are, they need.
it's like when they try to call Ben Shapiro a Nazi.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or Ben Carson a white supremacist.
Right.
What is, or they call Ben Carson a, or they call him a dumb Uncle Tom or a white supremacist. And I'm just like, yeah, he's real dumb. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's really separated people who are conjoined at the brain, right. But whatever. That's
it's just right. You, how about, I'm going to see you do that.
Right.
Go ahead. Go ahead and do it right now. Just look it up on YouTube. See if you can figure it out. Genius.
God. There's probably a DIY out there.
I'm sure there is. There's like a book for dummies on that.
Right.
Moron. Yeah.
Oh my God. Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell.
That's right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff right. butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
and
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't
the injections,
do, I,
you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyways, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff better technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. Pelosi made some comments yesterday, which I could not believe, where she was talking about the Afghanistan withdrawal being such a remarkable withdrawal because of the, you know, the unprecedented, unbelievable airlift and the remarkable withdrawal that they had, even though it had, she said, a hazy start.
Oh, hazy. It was hazy. Kind of
people
like
falling from airplanes in the sky. That's a hazy right. start to the withdrawal.
It was a Bangles song. It basically was that. Right.
It's just a hazy shade of withdrawal.
It was a hazy shade of withdrawal. Yeah, right. Susanna Hoffs is out there with her guitar. It's what it is, Nancy. I cannot with her.
I mean,
yeah. Can you imagine if this were, say, I don't know, I'm just going to take Trump out of the equation. Just say if it were any other politician who is a Republican. All right. Imagine what Nancy would say about the withdrawal.
Oh, my God.
And if she would there would be no hazy.
No.
It wouldn't be Bangles. It's not that. She would imagine what she would be saying about it.
She wouldn't stop talking about it. There would be no end to the conversation.
The liberals wouldn't stop talking about it. It would have mm-hmm. been a colossal, they would have known and they would admit fully and wholeheartedly that it was a colossal disaster. If it
and
were.
Continues to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just that they are unwilling to go, okay, this was a complete F up. We screwed this up because he's completely senile and has no idea where he is or what he's doing or what day it is.
Yeah. Instead, they just keep saying how amazing, the biggest airlift in the history of all mankind. You shouldn't have had to airlift people. Okay.
Right.
That's not a sign of success. That
yeah.
means that you reacted to the failure that you caused. And yes, our military handled the airlifts as well as they possibly could have. But that still doesn't mean that's something to brag about.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't understand how that's even a thing.
Well, because Nancy Pelosi.
Right. And other big news yesterday was that a bunch of Trump appointees to military boards, including Sean Spicer, Kellyanne Conway, General Keane, a lot of people have been, they got these letters from the Biden administration yesterday saying, hey, FYI, we're going to need you to go ahead and resign your position on this board by 6 o'clock tonight or you'll be terminated. Thanks. So Sean Spicer lost his shit about this on Newsmax last night. He was so angry. Kellyanne Conway released a statement on Twitter that was great. Just a couple of lines from it, just so you get a sense for how mad she was. She said, your decision is disappointing but understandable given the need to distract from a news cycle that has you mired in multiple self-inflicted crises and plummeting poll numbers, including a rise in new COVID cases, a dismal jobs report, inflation, record amount of drugs coming across the border, and of course, the chaotic and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan that has left hundreds of Americans and thousands of Afghan allies stranded under Taliban rule. Then she said, it's been an honor to serve. The brave men and women in uniform represent the best of our great nation. It was also a privilege to serve a president whose actions resulted in the deaths of terrorists like al-Baghdadi and Qasem Soleimani, rather than a president whose actions resulted in the deaths of 13 U.S. service members. I'm not resigning, but you should.
Oh,
snap.
Damn. Oh, damn. Yeah. Yeah, so I would do the same thing. I would be like, I'm not going to resign. You can fire me.
Yeah.
Jerk.
I mean,
you like senile old, like you are, oh my God, this administration is like a gajillion shades of lack of integrity. They're horrible.
Horrible. And this is an unprecedented thing. Like, this is not a normal thing that a president does, is eliminate board members for military academies. Psaki was asked about it yesterday, and she tried to say, well, like any other president, this president wants people on boards that are qualified.
Oh my God.
And that reflect our values.
Really? Okay. So what about, then what about Keane?
Right.
What about Keane? What is he saying? How is this? How do they rationalize Keane? That's what, because listen, you can say what you want about, you know, McEnany or whatever. You can just be like, well, she's not a team player. I don't want
Conway.
I'm sorry. I don't want her on my team. She's, I don't want her here. Okay. So what about Keane then? How do you?
And there were other, there's like a list of 12 people, like half of them are decorated. You know what I mean? Like, this is unbelievable that they're trying to even say the word qualified with respect to those people is insane. And that's why Sean Spicer was like losing his mind about this yesterday.
That's, I mean, that's not okay. And can you imagine being one of those people when you are decorated and you are qualified and for that to happen to you? I would not resign. I mean, I
don't think any of them did. I think they just allowed themselves to be terminated, and they should all. Sean Spicer said that he was going to join a lawsuit about it. So I don't know who's initiating the lawsuit, but I thought that was really, that's good, because this is, remember when Biden was like, I'm going to be everybody's president.
Right.
Unify. What the hell?
Yeah. And it's exactly, I remember the press conference. I remember what it looked like when he said that. I remember the act, you know what I mean? And he's such a freaking liar. He's just a total, either that or he doesn't remember. He has no idea like what he said when, and he has no recollection because he is so freaking senile at this point. He has no clue. But yeah, I mean, and there again, the media is not talking about this either. This is not something that you see in the media, and you would see if it were flip-flop. Can you imagine if Trump did this to liberals? Heads would be exploding everywhere.
It happened late yesterday, but I'm assuming that if the other mainstream media outlets pick it up, they'll be doing it to congratulate Biden on that decision.
Without question. Yeah. That would be the spin. And then liberals would be like, oh, this is so great. It's like, or they'll be like, oh, sick burn.
Right.
Because they're so incredibly compassionate and tolerant and like, you know, welcome to, you can sit at our table, but you're not. This is, again, they show their true colors.
Exactly.
Guys, bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Oh my God, I'm so tired today, you guys. I'm so tired. God. Okay, it's Thursday today, right? Thursday? Mm-hmm. One more day this week, you guys. One more day. You can make it through. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Biden declares the Afghanistan debacle an extraordinary success while constantly lying about the decisions he made. Will the media hold him accountable or just move on? I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We will bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and try to find some laughs, even in these difficult days. Join us. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.